nothing gonna stop me when I get there this time. I'm gonna walk right in, ain't gonna wait in line. Ain't nothing gonna stop me when I get there this time. Don't you bar the door, don't you call no police, just let me in, let's try and keep the peace. Ain't nothing gonna stop me when I get there this time.
Mental note, it's your girl Purpose Vision right here, Blog Talk Radio. Listen, that was Makeda Taylor. She was previous guest here on Mental Note. That's her song, Nothing Gonna Stop Me. She's a Canadian folk artist. I love that song. It's so bluesy. So, you know, I really like it. Anyway, Barack Obama. Guys, I told you, I think I'm psychic. He is the Democratic nomination for president, okay, the candidate. He will be the president of the United States, guys. So let's get ready, okay? The time is now. Who is going to be his running mate? That is the question of the day. It seems that Hillary's going to do her speech on Friday, you know, her concession speech, and I hear that she's even considering running for vice. You know, she would accept a vice president if Barack asked her to run with him for vice president. She would accept. I guess so, you know, but no. I don't think that would be a good look. I think he should look elsewhere. I'm just not feeling Hillary on that ticket. And I think probably because of all of the drama that went along with her campaign, you know, I think had she been a little bit more, you know, tasteful, stop trying to pull like all the dirt out and, you know, all the stuff about the pastor and just different things they were trying to do to like smash Barack Obama, his name and everything. Then, you know, maybe I would be more on the bandwagon of her being the vice president, but, you know, I don't see where that would be a good look. As a matter of fact, I think if she joined the campaign with Barack at this point, it may even be, you know, a damper on his campaign. You know, I don't think that she could do anything that would make things better. I mean, you know, I know she has a lot of people supporting her, And the talk is that those people that are supporting her, some of them will be joining McCain, you know, will be voting for him now that Hillary's not in the race anymore. But I don't really believe that, because that would be too much of a switch, I think. I mean, because Hillary and McCain had nothing in common. You know, none of what they were talking about was similar as far as their campaigns are concerned. Now, on the other hand, Barack and Hillary did have a lot in common as far as the things that they were supporting, you know, what was on their ticket. So I think that her supporters would actually join Barack Obama and vote for him. Would love to know what you think about that. So you can always give me a call here at 347-215-8667. Do you think Hillary Clinton will become vice president? Do you think it's a good look for Barack? Do you think that's the way this campaign should go, that that's the direction that it should head in? Guys, I know I'm speaking kind of slow this morning. I ended up going to the dentist yesterday. Yuck. Yeah, the dentist had a cavity. And so it's got me talking kind of slow. It's terrible when you have to go to the dentist, guys. And, you know, I'm afraid. And it was just crazy. And then they had to give me this medicine because my tooth is, like, really bad. And like in the very back of my mouth, and I'm actually one of those people who still have their wisdom teeth, so I have to get my wisdom teeth pulled, and so that's why I'm talking kind of slow this morning, guys, so please bear with me, okay? And I'll be right back with more mental notes.
Love rain down on me, down on me. 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 Met him on a Thursday, sunny afternoon, cumulus clouds, 84 degrees. He was brown,
wow.
deep. Said he wanted to talk about my mission, listen to my past lives.
Wow.
Took me on long walks to places where butterflies rest easy. Talked about Moses and Mumia, reparations, blue colors, memories of shell-top Adidas. He was fresh, like summer peaches, sweet on my mind, like block parties and penny candy. Us was nice and warm, no jacket, no umbrella, just warm. At night, we would watch the stars, and he would physically give me each and every one. I felt like cayenne pepper, red, hot, spicy. I felt dizzy and Sonia, heaven and miles between my thighs. Better than love, we made delicious. He me had me he had me tongue-tied. I could hear his rhythm in my thoughts. I was his sharp, his horn section, his boom and his bip, and he was my love. Love rain down on me, down on me. The rain was falling and slowly and sweetly and stinging my eyes, and I could not see that he became my voodoo priest, and I was his faithful concubine, wide open, wide, loose like boughs after collard greens. The mistake was made. Love slipped from my lips, dripped down my chin, and landed in his lap, and us became new. Now, me non-clairvoyant and in love made the coochie easy and the obvious invisible. The rain was falling and I couldn't see the season changing and the vibe slipping off its axis. Our beautiful melody became wildly staccato. The rain was falling and I could not see that I was to be plowed and sown and fertilized and left to drown in his sunny afternoon. Cumulus clouds, 84 degrees, melody. Love rain down on me, down on me. Love rain down on me, down on me. Wide open, wide loose, the the mistake was made. Love slipped from my lips, dripped down my chin and landed in his lap, and thus became new me, not clairvoyant and in love made me the fool. You were never true. If you didn't want me, you should have let me know. All you did was make a mockery of something so incredible, beautiful. I honestly did love you so. Love rained down on me.
Hey guys, thanks for sticking around with your girl right here on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Mental Note. It's your open discussion on entertainment news, current events, books, music, movies, fashion, and much, much more. Just a quick reminder, be sure to tune in on Saturday, this Saturday, June 7th, for special guests that will be here, gospel recording artist Sean Harden. That's Minister Sean Harden. We'll be here 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Mental Notes. So be sure to check that show out this Saturday, guys. Also, Mike Tyson has a new girlfriend, Aislinn Horgan Wallace. Says that she's looking for money. She barked up the wrong tree. I guess Mike Tyson is broke now. I don't know. You know, he hasn't been in the ring, it doesn't seem, here. Well, he's probably been in the ring, but not on a scale that he's used to, you know, and that we're used to. So he's, I'm sure, not making the money that he used to make, guys, you know, before his divorce and all of that stuff that he went through and the rape charges and all of that. So now he has a new girlfriend, and, you know, maybe they'll have to go Dutch when they have dates. I don't know, because Mike Tyson does not have any money. And what about R. Kelly, guys? You know, R. Kelly is going to court now for this whole sexual abuse, child pornography case, and every day, you know, it's like they have new evidence. Another girl has come about saying that, has come forth saying that, you know, she participated in a menage a trois with R. Kelly and this girl that's supposedly 14 or was 14 years old at the time. It's just blowing me away because you would think anyway, that someone like R. Kelly, this famous musician, singer, whatever. I mean, why in the world, number one, could he get his, how in the world, I guess I should say, could he get himself in that predicament? I mean, aren't there like tons of people around him at all times, you know, making sure that nothing like this happens? That, I mean, surely they would be checking ID, you would think. To make certain that the person is at least 18 years old. And you think about Aaliyah, you know, God bless her soul. You know, he dated her or asked her to marry him, or they got married when she was like 15 or something. And after that whole scandal came out, you would think he would have learned his lesson. But it seems like he just may be a predator. You know, he just may always target young girls. And if that is the case, his ass needs to go to jail. I mean, if he's just going around targeting young girls, because when the case first broke, I was thinking, well, I didn't see the tape, number one. And I don't know, guys. I want to see the tape. I do want to see it. I'm tired of everybody talking about it. I want to see what the hype is about. It's been years, and I haven't seen it. I want to see the tape. But anyway. When the story first broke, I was thinking, okay, somebody's trying to set R. Kelly up. You know, they want money from him. He didn't know the girl was 14. She looked like she was 25. You know, maybe she had a fake ID or something. But now that more information is coming to the surface, it's like, you know what? R. Kelly is probably just a freak, and he is a child predator, and he needs to go to jail. Because, number one, I mean, I'm not judging what nobody does in the bedroom. If he wants to pee on people or whatever he's doing, that's his business. I really don't care. But when it comes to him molesting young girls, now that's another whole issue. That's you're sick and you need some help and you need to go to prison. So, guys, I don't know what you think. You know, my phone line is open. That number is 347-215-8667 if you want to chime in, because these are all my opinions, guys. You know that, my opinion. Then, I mean, not only is he with one teenage girl in the room, but now another girl said, no, it was more than just her. It was me, too. We had a menage a trois. So, you know, R. Kelly know that they, I mean, come on. Why aren't you asking these girls for ID or something? I mean, do something. You know, do something responsible. You're a public figure now. You know, you're in the public eye. You are an adult. You should know to ask for ID. I mean, really. Guys, we have a caller on the line. Let's see who we have. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Purpose Vision?
Oh, I'm doing well. Who am I speaking with this morning?
Hey, this is Sankofa Nation, James Winfrey. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Jay, what's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to just call and give my support to your show and kind of give a couple comments about R. Kelly and Barack Obama's pressure for him to have Hillary Clinton as his running mate. It's kind of connected in a way.
Okay, let's hear it.
Can you believe it? Yeah. Well, the first thing, first of all, let's start off with R. Kelly. You know, I think that with the situation with him, it all boils down to we have to question how could somebody with, you know, this much influence and this, you know, this much power, you know, do something like this when he has all these folks around him. I think it's just about it's about the state of mind a person is in. You know, no matter how much. How much money you have, no matter how much success you have, a lot of times if you're not mentally or spiritually prepared, these kinds of things will happen. We know that people in power can become predators fairly easy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the connection to Clinton is, when you think about Bill Clinton, he was the president of the United States, and we know what happened with him in the White House.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So if the president of the United States, and we know he probably was the first one, can become sort of can become immoral, you know, then certainly all.
Now, but James, would you put that on the same scale, though? I mean, R. Kelly, we're talking about children.
Right.
I mean, I understand that what Bill Clinton did was immoral, cheating on his wife
right.
and all of that. But,
right.
I mean, Monica Lewinsky was an adult at the time.
That's true. That's true. I would not put it on the same level. If we had to scale it, of course, I would definitely not put it on the same level. I think that, you know, we have a responsibility as adults to our children in this society, so for sure.
Okay.
If this is alleged, of course, for R. Kelly, but if this is true, then he certainly needs some help and some, and he needs to be restricted to his being around, you know, young folks. So.
Right,
but that definitely it does speak to the fact that, you know, even when we see some of our rap artists, even like my brother T.I., you know, we think, you know, how could he? But just because one is successful in the material world does not mean that they are necessarily successful in the spiritual world, and I think that's what we, as human beings, should strive for, is to be successful in the spirit world for sure.
I totally agree with you on that. Absolutely.
Definitely. Now, with regard to Obama, my personal opinion, I really do hope that, you know, this is his decision to make, and he's receiving a lot of pressure from all corners of the country to put Hillary Clinton on the ticket. But I think we should let him just, you know, make his decision. My personal thought, I don't think he should.
Mm-hmm.
I think the speech that she gave on the night that he was that he became the presumptive nominee was just a small indication of how she would become, how she would be if she became his vice president. She would not concede. She would not let him have that night, and I don't think she would let him, in truth, really be an independent president. I think she would have a lot of influence, and I don't think that the mix would be right. And it doesn't speak really to what he's talking about, which is changing Washington. You know, they've had their turn in Washington. They've had their turn in the White House. And so I think it's time for a change. So those are my opinions.
Very good ones indeed, James. Thank you so much for calling in. We do appreciate it.
No problem. Talk to you later.
Okay, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now. All right, guys, thanks for sticking around. We will be right back with more right here on Mental Note. So stay right where you are, and I'll be right back.
Maybe it's me. Maybe I bore you. No, no, my fault, 'cause I can't afford you. Baby, baby, puppy, Jay-Z would all be better for you. All I could do was love you. Baby, when I used to love you,
guys, we got 6 minutes remaining in the show. Just wanted to kind of piggyback on James talking about spirituality and getting your spiritual self in order. I thought this was so a trip. Website lets you send a post-rapture email to friends left behind. If millions of Christians suddenly disappear from the face of the earth as the opening act for Armageddon, threat level thinks most non-believers will be too busy freaking the hell out to check their email. But if they do log in, now they can be treated to some post-rapture needling from their missing friends and loved ones, courtesy of web startups. You can go to a website called youvebeenleftbehind.com. This is no joke, guys. You've been left behind. youvebeenleftbehind.com. For just $40 a year, believers can arrange for up to 62 people to get a final message exactly 6 days after the rapture. That day when, according to Christian end times dogma, Christians will be swept up to heaven, while doubters are left behind to suffer 7 years of tribulation under a global government headed by the Antichrist. You've Been Left Behind gives you one last opportunity to reach out to your lost family and friends for Christ, reads the website, which is reportedly run by Christians for Christians. The domain name is registered through an anonymous proxy service, presumably to protect the proprietors from the forces of darkness and not because they're up to anything shady. The emails will be triggered when three of the site's five Christian staffers scattered around the U.S. fail to log in for 6 days in a row. Isn't this a trip? A system that incorporates a nice margin of safety. Should two of the proprietors turn out to be unrepentant sinners or atheists? Users can also upload to 150 megabytes of documents, which will be protected by an unidentified encryption until the rapture, then released to up to 12 non-believers of your choice. The site recommends that you use that storage to house sensitive financial information. All right. So at the end of time, you can send 62 emails out to your friends who didn't get caught up in the rapture. And, yeah, it is nuts. Yeah, James says he's on that website now, and it's nuts. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Kind of crazy. But, you know, nowadays people come up with all kind of crap. And if you are not of sound mind, and there again, if you do not have a good spiritual grounding, you will fall for anything. So, you know, you really need to have a relationship with God and, you know, and just have yourself on just an even keel. And that way you know what's right and what's wrong and you know, you can keep yourself together. Because if you don't have a good spiritual base, then nowadays, you know, you can get caught up in just about anything, anything the mind can imagine. And it's so many different kinds of predators in this world. I mean, you know, we were talking about R. Kelly as a predator, but they are also, you know, people who try and get your money, people who steal your identity. You know, people just can come into your life just to steal, kill, and destroy. You know what I mean? Some people come into your life just for that reason, you know, to take something from you or to steal your spirit. You know, sometimes you have just negative people come around you or, you know, so you just have to be careful and you have to make sure you're armed with the right spiritual grounding there again, so that you'll be able to combat all this different stuff, you know, that can easily come into your life or try to anyway, you know. But if you're right, then it's easy to dispel any of that negative stuff if you're spiritually sound. Guys, thanks for tuning in this morning to Mental Note. Please tune in the morning for another dose at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I do appreciate it. Remember, it's your open discussion on entertainment, news, current events, books, music, movies, fashion, and much, much more. Remember, until we speak again, in all things, peace and love. Make it a great day.